This is KUT. Veterans Day is a week away, and as they have for more than a decade, veterans will take part in a parade around the Texas State Capitol. It also looks like the Confederate flag will be there, as it has in the past. But as KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, the flag's appearance comes despite efforts from Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart to ban it from the parade.
And her call has spurred some controversy.
I will step down through my own accord as the chairperson for the Veterans Day Parade Committee.
Ole Pope works in the Travis County Veterans Services Office, and up until Tuesday was the chairperson of the parade committee. The committee plans the parade and is independent of Travis County. When a member brought up the issue of the Confederate flag, the committee voted to continue allowing it. But not everyone backs that decision.
Being born in Macon, Georgia, when I saw this flag, it was carried by the KKK, it was carried by hate groups, and it was definitely a symbol of death. And we fought it with all of our courage, all of our might to defeat it. And we still will do that today.
Nelson Linder is president of the local NAACP chapter. He testified along with Terry Ayers, a member of the Descendants of Confederate Veterans. Ayers said the flag was a matter of historical document.
We are not the only groups representing veterans of previous wars. Those groups dress in uniforms of the time period in which the war occurred. Many carry weapons, flags, and banners of that time period. We are no different.
Judge Eckhart said because the parade committee is independent of the county and the city, commissioners would take no action. In an email, Austin Mayor Steve Adler called the flag a, quote, political symbol of hatred and racism. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.